All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 4. We'll begin there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. All right. I'd like to greet you all this morning in Jesus' name. Glad to be with you again this morning. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, for your watch and your care over us, Father. Lord, we just ask you to help us to be faithful to you, to bring glory and honor to you in all that we do. Fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom, Father. Help us, Lord, to trust in you and have faith, Lord, and watch, Lord, diligently for you. And again, we thank you. Help us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Several times in the Bible, Jesus tells us to watch. And oftentimes throughout the Bible is one of the things that God stresses us to do is to wait on Him. And that's what I want to talk about. Watching, waiting, patience, contentment, those kind of ideas. In Philippians chapter 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am in. I know how to get along with humble means, and I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." What I wanted to focus on there is that the contentment that he's talking about, that if we have the Lord and we know that He's in control of all things, that teaches us that we should be content. In verse 4 where it started, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The heart of that is someone whose hope and heart is in the Lord. And so to rejoice always is contentment. That whatever life throws at you, we have a higher hope. And it says, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but if by everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Be anxious or concerned about nothing, but give it to the Lord in prayer, and give it to the Lord, that we can rest and be content that whatever He sees fit is what we want. I know you've all heard Godspeed. That used to be a saying that was pretty common, that Godspeed. And I thought about that this week. Godspeed, what does that mean? You know, if we think about that, the first thought we have would be just travel fast. I mean, just have an uneventful journey whenever we think of that word. But I got to thinking about Godspeed. What is Godspeed? And what does it mean for us to be in Godspeed? That doesn't necessarily mean fast, doesn't necessarily mean smooth, doesn't necessarily be prosperous. It means that we're living our life at Godspeed. We're living on His speed, not our own. Our speed often is a lot faster than His. Most of the time, our speed is a lot faster than His. We're wanting things to happen a lot quicker than God wants them to happen. And when we're traveling at that speed, there is not contentment, there is not rest, and there is not peace. May our hearts be at God's speed. Whatever circumstance our life finds us in, if we're at God's speed, we're at the right speed. But if we're at our speed, we're either speeding fast into something we shouldn't, or we're missing an opportunity that's been provided for us. And usually, they go hand in hand. It's two sides of the same coin. Either being ahead of God or being behind God. Often we see that in the Bible where God tells someone to do something and they drag their feet. And then they get burned real good. And the next move, they're running ahead of God. It's still not at God's speed. God wants us to operate at His speed. At His timing. And when we can learn that, when we can learn to live in God's speed, then we can know what contentment is all about. Then we can know what rest is all about. A lot of times we don't like the situation we're in, but God's put us there, and we're there for a reason. That's God's speed. Whenever we can accept whatever condition, like Paul talked about, he knew how to be hungry, he knew how to be full, he knew how to be poor, he knew how to be prosperous. Why? Because in whatever situation he found himself in, he was in tune with God. He was in line with God's speed. So whenever we hear that saying and we think about that, what it really means is to be walking in God's timing. And be content with it and be happy with it. You know, oftentimes we find our situation and it's just not quite what we like. It's not the situation that we want to be in. And so we begin to long for a better situation. And what do? We begin to create things and to move ahead and run ahead of God. Because we don't want His timing, we want our own. We want what we want instead of what He wants. We want what we think is best instead of what we know He knows is best. And so we begin to run ahead of Him. That breeds discontentment. And if we begin to think that we're going to get what we want, we'll find ourselves all tangled up in a mess. That we've created things and made it worse than what it ever would have been if we would have just waited. You know, the blessing of being in God's timing is whatever happens, good or bad, we're in the Lord's will. But when we start running ahead of God, racing ahead of Him, getting our will, we find ourselves in a mess. We find ourselves in trouble with all kinds of things going wrong and wishing we could change the situation again. And the worst thing is we're not in God's will. And we have nothing to rest on. A lot of times our situation isn't the best. You know, you hear songs. I've just heard, you hear a song. A lot of times, I've just heard of a lot of situations where a woman would get married. And you hear the young people, or the older people, counseling even the younger people that get married early. And they find themselves with their husband and their family. And then, boy, they start wishing they could have something different. They wish that they could be free to go do all the things that the world provides. They're afraid they're missing out on something. Here they've got a family and they're tied down to that family. And it's just difficult. And they see people going here and going there, having a good time. And they just wish, oh, why did I get married? I wish I could just be free. That discontentment. And so they start looking around. And you know where it leads. But it comes from not being content to be in God's timing. Oftentimes, they got in a situation before they were in God's timing. They pushed something because they just wanted to be married. They just wanted to have a family. So they just pushed through and get it all done. Then once they get there, because they were not content in the first place, when they get what they want, they're not content in the second place they get into. And it's just a cycle that just builds and goes and goes and grows and grows. All full of discontentment, all full of wanting your own way and not doing things on God's time. On the other hand, if we learn to wait on God's time, whatever situation we find ourselves in, we can be content. You know, we rush through life so often, looking for the thing that will make us content instead of being content with what we're in right now. A lot of times we spend our time hoping for things that they would be different. Just waiting to get out of this situation that we're in, hoping that there'll be something better. And we spend our life out in the future somewhere instead of living our life for right now. See, because that's what God's timing is. It's not what's going to be in the future. It is right now. The step that is right here in front of you is the step that God wants you to take. We spend so much time planning out 10 steps ahead of God because we want to get where we want to go instead of walking with God right where we're at. So many people have lost out, have failed, have fallen away because they didn't like where they were at. They weren't content right where they're at. They weren't happy where they're at. If you can't be happy where you're at, you'll never be happy with where you're going. If you can't be happy in the situation you're in right now, if you can't be content with the situation you have right now, you won't be content with the next situation, no matter what it is. You might be happy for a little bit, but that unbelief, that discontentment will creep right into whatever situation you have right now. How many young people just made foolish decisions because they didn't want to wait on the Lord? It takes patience. It takes courage to wait on the Lord, to wait on His time, to wait on God's speed. All through life, we can either live the life we have right now and learn to be happy with it, with the mistakes we've made, with the choices we've made. Just learn to live where you are right now and be happy with it. Then whatever comes, you can learn to live with that. So many things in life, so many times I've faced things following the Lord, trying to follow the Lord, and everything got turned upside down. And people would come up to me and say things like, God's mill grinds exceeding slow, but it's exceeding fine. People whose lives were just in perfect order, had everything they wanted. Times whenever I was losing everything, and people would come up and say things like that to me, and it's just like, wow. It's like, yeah, I know that, but there's a whole world of difference here. It's a different, completely different world. I'm living in this, and you know nothing of it. But yet, it's right. It didn't have a lot of comfort at the time. It didn't bring much comfort. But the comfort came in resolving just to go through whatever God would have us go through. Living through whatever God would have us live through. He's the potter. We're the clay. Sometimes the potter has to take what he's formed and mash it all back down again and start all over. We don't like that. But if we want to be his building, if we want to be what he wants us to be, we need to learn to love the situation we're in. We need to learn to love and be content with him turning the wheel, him guiding the clay, making it what he wants it to be. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Sometimes we see our life that, oh, it's just flying by, just passing away, and I'm missing out. You learn to live your day, day by day. You learn to live content with the situation you're in right now. Maybe you're in a family, or you just don't understand your parents. They just won't let you do things. You learn to be content under their authority right now. If you fight it and buck, and you'll get your way one of these days. If you're thinking, well, I want to be married, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, but it's just not happening. You can force your way into something. or you can just wait on God's time. And I'll guarantee you, whatever you force yourself into will not be as good as what God has for you. But if you'll wait for what God has for you, it'll just be blessings all over, even though it may be difficult. But when you can learn to recognize and appreciate those blessings in God's way and in God's time, they far outweigh what you might be able to do for what you have planned. Your way won't work. It might appear to, but it won't. God's way will. Every time. We can choose a destination and accept the path that God would lead us down to get to that destination, or we can choose our own path. Problem is, we have to accept the destination that that path leads on. That path leads us to. Wherever we're at right now, this is where we're at. Learn to be content right now where you're at. Walk in God's speed. Live in God's speed or God's timing. May the Lord add his blessings.
My God.